All right, honey, I'm going to try again. I'm making this for the 16th or Monday, and it's actually Tuesday. As you can tell, I started out on the other table. The kids finished it up, as you'll find out when you play it. So I didn't really have too much choice in the matter. Your mother and dad called Sunday, and Barry was there, and I talked to him for a few minutes, and they're all doing fine. Barry said he really hadn't been looking too hard for an apartment up there. He said he didn't know how long they'd be there, really having a turnover. He said one of the reasons why they were having so much problem placing people is a lot of the corporations are moving out of there, either in, you know, upstate or elsewhere, and that's another reason why he's had difficulty, I guess, placing. But he said the work is interesting, but he doesn't know. He said he's getting sort of comfortable in that apartment now, so he said he's really going to have to get out and dig one of these days and try and find him one, I guess. And he made a trip up to Massachusetts to see somebody that teaches school up there, and he didn't mention Olivia, so I was going to ask him, and I thought I'd better tend to my own business, so I just let it go. Your dad's fine, and so is your mother. They want to know if they'd heard from him. You probably should make another little extra effort and write her at least once a week, honey. I think she really worries about you. And so I do that. I bowled yesterday. Well, Sunday, that's just about all I did. They called, and I didn't do anything else. I did go over to Barbara. She'd had Scotch out to dinner Sunday night, and so I went over for a few minutes. I stayed a couple of hours over there and talked to them for a while, and then I came home and got the kids to bed and whatnot. And well, Kathy and Karen were in bed, Sandy put them in, but I got home about 9:30, I guess. And so it was actually an enjoyable evening. And I got up yesterday morning, and I had to go bowl at 11 o'clock, so I went to bowl, and Scotch wanted me to pick her up a bottle of scotch and some cigarettes, so afterwards I did that, and I picked up Barbara some scotch and some tequila, and she'd wound up already being over there that morning, or yesterday morning. She had a doctor's appointment at 10:30, so she just took the day off, and so I wound up keeping one bottle of scotch and tequila, which I don't really mind. I don't drink scotch, but I do drink tequila with my margaritas every once in a while, so that's fine with me, and I don't think it's going to hurt me financially too bad. Scotia gave me the money for hers, and she had to go to work yesterday, and or last night, well, yesterday afternoon. And let's see, last night I got started working on that damn checkbook, trying to balance it out, and I worked and I worked and I worked, and I couldn't get that damn thing to balance out come hell or high water. So I finally wound up, and Barbara called, and I asked if she'd help me with it. So I went over there, and we went back through, I guess it was October, all the way through November and December and January and February, and up until this time, or you know, this part of the month here. And according to that damn checkbook and whatnot, we've got $200 more in there than what I anticipated. And I went over my adding and subtracting, and I can't find a mistake there. So last night I went downstairs, and I got the checkbook out from the 68th, and I'm going through the adding and subtracting there, and I'm finding a dollar here and a dollar there mistake. And I think, well, I don't really know, but I'm going to try and finish that up today because it's really bugging me. But I'm still going to count just on what I say we've got back and no more, no less, and that way we'll be on the safe side. But it's really irritating the shit out of me because I can't find out where the mistake is, because I'm just positive we don't have $200 more in there than what I personally show. So we'll have to see how it works out, but be glad when April comes and I can see how much I'm going to get then, and then really get it balanced out good, or at least to the point to where I can know how much more I've got to save for the R&R and whatnot. Probably not making a damn lick of sense, but that's what I'm trying to do. But I'm going to finish up. I've already got started into 69, or the first part of this year's or last year's book, I guess. And I'm going through it now and adding and subtracting and seeing, you know, if we've made any errors there and see if I can come up with that someplace. It'd be nice if we did have the extra 200, but I'm sure not going to count on it. And I'm going to try and start balancing it out every month. I don't think I'll have too much success at it since I don't know what in the hell I'm doing. But I can give her a bloody go anyway. Well, I guess you'll be starting toward Pleiku sometime today. And I'm sure you probably enjoy your trip up there. And I probably should be getting a tape, I hope, from you today. I did get a letter yesterday, and I was just thoroughly convinced I was going to get a tape. But I know how, sometime I can't think of anything to tape. I don't really want to write either, so I usually wind up taping that most of the time wins out. And I don't know where all the tapes have gone. I'm getting pretty low on them here, so you're going to have to start taping more and where I can have a little bit more tapes around here. I did, one of them was broken, so David had a good one, so I just took the tape and rolled it onto that. And I think, in fact, the kids, or the first one we made was from it this morning. But a little bitty piece in the center had broken out, and it still played on mine, but I don't think it'd probably play on yours without wobbling. Kathy's leg is really looking good. I'm just real pleased with that. The big brown spot, the biggest spot, is starting to shrink a little bit, so maybe in another couple, 3 weeks' time, it'll all disappear. I sure hope so. It'd be nice. I hope there's some summer clothes left in this town by the time I get ready to get some. They seem like they put everything out, and then when you go look for them in the regular summer months, you can't find them. But I've still got to pick up some stuff, and I just don't really feel like I can afford it right now, not knowing, you know, the circumstances of or anything of May. So I'm going to hang sort of loose here and see what turns up. And so far, they have been right on that balance. I mean, you know, the way they're sending it and stuff. So I hope they continue to do so, and then we can have it straightened out by the first part of May. I sure hope so, and then I'll consider going down and buying a few things. It's real cloudy here today, and I expect we'll probably have more snow. We had some Sunday, and most of it was gone yesterday off the street. Well, in fact, all of it was gone off the streets. But they're expecting more in light snow tonight, so I guess we'll get some more moisture. The yards really need it, and I'd like to see it come. And I didn't do too badly bowling yesterday. I swear, I don't know. I hadn't got a hole from brain in my left my head, I swear, sometime. But we managed to squeeze three games from them, so I felt pretty good about that. And I've been bringing my average up every week, so I don't think I did yesterday. I don't believe I averaged out over my average enough pins to bring it up, which is really too bad because it would have been nice to have the most improved average. Well, I'll turn it up.